cross, his burning way, prepare me for the rapture day. Oh, fire, oh, God, burn on. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he revoke that secret death for such a cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace, and awe, and love beyond saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, my darkness, hide and shut, glory seen, when Christ the mighty Maker died for sin. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But troops of griefs can never repay the depth of love I owe. Hey, Lord, I give my to cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was then by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy. You are Alpha, O Lord. Yes, you are Alpha. We give you all the glory, give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. You are worthy to be. Once more, we give you all the glory. Amen. To be praised. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Amen. Lord Jesus, like we sing this song, we give you all the glory.
Amen.
Sometimes it's hard really to concentrate and come with undivided attention, Lord, to bring you full glory and honor to your name. O Lord, we are trying our best even this evening. We want to worship you, O Lord. We want to ask you. We want to invite you to come here, O Lord.
Amen.
We want to ask you, O Lord, that you will give us your anointing, O Lord. That you will give us your inspiration, O Lord. Also, we ask inspiration for preacher, O Lord.
Amen.
We will stand on your place this evening, O Lord, that you will speak to me this evening. That you will speak to my brother and my sister this evening, O Lord. That we will have a special time with you. That we will have your visitation this night. We gathered in your name and you promised wherever you gather, two or three in my name, I'll be there. You are faithful, O Lord. Help us to be faithful. To meet you in same way like you want to meet us, O Lord. Oh, we commit our ways into your hands. Forgive our sins, trespasses, O Lord. We think about people who are coming on the road.
be with them, O Lord, protect them, undertake you, O Lord. We commit ourselves into your hands, O Lord, whatever will be done and said, may that be for your glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. If brother can find that song, it's because he lives. God send his son, we called him Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, let it die, to buy my pardon, and empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, thank you Lord, because I know he holds my future, and life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. Here's way to victory. I'll see the light of glory, for I know he reigns. Thank you, Lord, because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. Fear is gone, thank you Lord, because I know, yes I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then in our day God sent his prophet, just as he promised that he would send a bride for his end time message, and me is there to prove that his word still lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know, yes, I know, life is worth the living just because
costly. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful, 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 wonderful? Jesus is to me mighty God. Is he saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame? My Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful Jesus is to me, Counselor, mighty God. Is he saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame? Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his. Once more, wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me, mighty God. Is he saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame? Wonderful is my redeem. Pray, there is power, power, amen. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Thank you, Lord. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, wonder working power, amen. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood. Once more, there is power, amen. There is power, power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious. Amen. John was in the spirit today. Amen. John was in the spirit. On the he heard the voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning. Hold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. John was in the Spirit in the Lord's day. Heard the voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore.
Amen. There is one good song. Had it not been for the cross of Calvary, where would I be? Amen. Amen. If brother can find that song. Just suppose. Amen. It's A. A. Oh, God's heaven. Find one worthy to be. God's a sacrifice that was needed. My eternal Calvary did not mean for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing bitter cup. Oh, thou he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't. Heaven's angels to take the nails in his hand and set me free. Had it not been for a place of Mount Calvary, did not be for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Had Calvary, had it not been, had it not been for a man called Jesus, thank you, Lord, then forever my soul would be lost.
Amen.
There is one good song. There shall be showers of blessing. Amen. Amen. That's promise for this evening. Amen. 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 Amen.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. This night, seasons of God's refreshing for my soul.
Amen. Showers of blessing I need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers I plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound the violent rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing I need.
Amen.
Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing I need.
Amen. round us are falling, but for the showers we play, there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Thou hast to God confessing. Now as on Jesus we call, showers of blessing, showers of blessing I need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing, amen. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers of blessing, maybe a little bit slower, amen. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Once more, amen.
Oh, showers of blessing. Tonight, that's our plea tonight, Lord. The Lord Jesus,
mercy drops,
Lord, showers, blessings. Oh Lord, you open the windows of heaven tonight, and Lord Jesus, let your blessings of God be upon us tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. We give you all the glory tonight, Lord, the day so far, oh God. Father, in our homes, in our working places, our children to school and back, and Father, even this evening, grace has been so sufficient for us. Amen. Granted us genuine mercies from our various homes. And Lord, here we are. We thank you for your sustaining power that has taken us through the day, oh God. And tonight, Lord, even as we have come, we know that, Lord Jesus, it is through your own calling. The Lord Jesus, we are here. So, Father, we know there is a purpose for it, oh God. And no one comes to your presence and go back the same. So tonight, Lord Jesus, I even ask you, stand in the midst of your church, oh God. Lord, we know that the fullness of the word is in our midst tonight. Amen. So Lord Jesus, as we are seeking those showers of blessings tonight, the Lord, you let it fall upon us, oh God, through your word, Lord. Father, many of us are not here tonight, but Lord Jesus, we know that is for the good reason that, Lord, they are not here, O Lord. Father, wherever they are, we ask the Lord Jesus, you reach them, O God. And also, Lord, those who are on the way coming, O Lord, Father, bring them safely, Lord Jesus. Our pastor could not come today. Lord, we commit him to your hands and his family. The Lord Jesus, you bless him, Lord. Father, now, even as we turn to the reading of your word, O God, you are the author of it. We pray the Lord Jesus tonight with our feeble Lord Jesus. Oh, words, Lord, you will bless them, O God, and make it a living bread unto us. We thank you, we bless you once again, even as Lord Jesus, your servant, I surrender myself, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, you put me aside, O God. Father, you know individually, amen, our desires. Father, reach each and everyone according to your riches in glory by your word tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. Amen. The weather is getting colder and colder. I remember they gave The meteorologist said the snow, they call it what? The black east. Yeah,
the beast from the east.
Ah, man. He said it's coming again. So we are going to have probably a white Easter. Amen. And they always say that Ireland will get colder than Iceland. Amen. But we thank the Lord as our soul is needing the bread from heaven. Amen. Nothing can stop us. And we thank the Lord. He has given us the privilege to be here tonight. So as we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. I shall read from Revelation 1, 10 to 13. Revelation 1, 10 to 13. Let's hear the word of God. And I was, whilst I was in there, the song leader was leading in a song of John was in the spirit. I said, my. I have a reading today also. John was in the spirit. Praise the Lord. And we are in the same spirit tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's hear the word of God. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that speak with me. I love that one. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Oh, amen. Amen. The book of Revelation, it takes a prophet. Amen. To bring out the revelation behind it. So you could see that we are blessed because we can turn to the book of Revelation and read from that place. But I can tell you that many churches, they always don't venture to that place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord we have a prophet in our midst. So we can turn and read, and the Lord blesses it. So let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, these are your words. And Father, even as we have read, O God, we know the Holy Spirit is here. Oh, to make it alive, a living bread, Lord, unto us. Bless your word, Lord, and minister it, O Lord, into our hearts. As you, Lord Jesus, we sit at your feet, O God. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated?
Hallelujah.
I'm still on that topic. Christ in the midst of his church. I so much love it, brother. Because Christ in the midst of his church, it brings all the fullness of the word. Amen. And it puts everything into place. Christ in the midst of his church. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, how many believe he's here tonight? Yes, sir. I believe it with all my heart because his word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in their midst. So he's here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
His glorious presence is here. Because he said so. as we have just read, that he walks in the midst of what? Of his church. Amen. That has been the divine will of God from the beginning, to be always in the midst of his people. Right from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, we have been hearing and reading how in the cool of the evening, God will come down in the midst of his people and fellowship with them. Praise the Lord. And even unto the wilderness, even in the wilderness, praise the Lord. He wanted to dwell in the midst of the people. And so he even commanded Moses, that Moses, ask the people, those with willing heart, to bring an offering of gold, silver, brass, goat skin, linen, and all other materials, and make me a sanctuary. Amen. And listen to what God himself said in Exodus 25:8. And he said, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst them. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So always God wants to be in the midst of his people. Oh, glory be to his name. And in that message, God in his people, the prophet was saying, what is it? God in his people. God in his word. God in his servant. God in his prophets. And another one came, he said, God in his healing. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And this one, my brother, today, early morning, because when I woke up, it was, I look at the time, it was 2:30 a.m. And what woke me up is something I don't know God has given to me. No matter if I am asleep and you come even secretly into my room, for a little while, few seconds, I will wake up. Amen. Or if something is going on, I just wake up. So I was asleep. Then I woke up. And when I woke up, I saw my wife seated by the bed side, and she was praying. So my. She didn't wake me up, but I woke up. I saw her praying. So I got up also to start praying with her. And along the line, I laid my hands upon her. I laid my hands upon her because I knew why she was praying. Because for about 2 weeks, her sugar level has been so high. Praise the Lord. So we prayed together that 2:30. Amen. Amen. And this morning, I asked her to check her sugar. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It was so low, she has never had it so before. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. God in his healing. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have stamped it that that is the end. Amen. 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 It's going to stay there. Amen. Now, our faith is going to challenge what is called what, sugar or whatever be it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God, brother said, God in his healing. Oh, God in this building tonight. He said, how many believe that? He said, do you believe it right now that he is in this building tonight? Amen. He said, God is in his word. God in his son. God in his people. He said, I can prove it. I can prove it tonight that he's here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he said so. Amen. When he was the salutation to the church of Ephesus, said, this thing saith he who holdeth the seven stars in his right hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, walk in the midst of what? Of his own church. Amen. And so the prophet said, what is he doing? He's letting us to know that the church is his. That is his right. The church is his. The church is not for a man. The church is not for what? A bishop, a pope. Amen. The church is for Christ. Why is that? Because he bought that church with his own blood. Amen. Is that the blood of the, is that the blood is the blood of God. He bought it with what? That blood of God. He said, and he is the life of the church. Without him, the church is dead. He is the life of the church. Amen. See? Is that he is the seed of the church. The other day, we were talking about this same thing here. Amen. Said, as the seed of the fruit is in the midst of the fruit, he says, so he, the royal seed, is in the midst of his church. Amen. You know a fruit? A fruit has what? A seed in the midst of it. Amen. Let's take maybe mango fruit. If a mango fruit is not matured, if it is not ripened, and you remove the seed out from it, the fruit is dead. Because the life is in the seed, in the midst of that fruit that gives the fruit what? Life. Amen. That helps it to ripen. Amen. It said Jesus, he is the altar of life to the church. Amen. He is the altar of life to the church. Amen. So, if Christ is not in the church is dead. If it's not in the midst of the church is dead. But someone will say, but all the churches, when they meet, they call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They sing and praise and honor him and glorify him. So can we say that he is in the midst of every church? No, sir. Amen. No, sir. Praise the Lord. He is in the midst of his church, a church that knows who Christ is. Because the church itself is what has been built upon the revelation of who Christ is. So if that church, having got that revelation that Jesus is God, my brother, he's not there. Amen. It is Ichabod that has been written on the portals, but they don't know. Amen. Amen. When we talk about Ichabod, you know already, the children of Israel going to fight their enemies, the Philistines. So let's go and bring what? Meanwhile, they had what? They had taken unto idols. Now they are going to fight and say, oh, let's go and bring what? The ark of God from Shiloh and bring it in our midst. Praise the Lord. Already, God was gone from their midst, because any time the children of Israel turn away from their God, God goes out. That makes the difference. When God in the midst of Israel, they are a different nation. But when he's gone, it's just like what? Ordinary nations also. Praise the Lord. They brought what? The Ark of God, the Ark of Covenant in their midst. And the Bible says they shouted till the ground itself began to shake. But what happened? They went to the battle. They lost. That's where Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, all of them died. Amen. Ichabod, the glory of God had departed. As long as you haven't got that revelation of who Christ is in your midst, that Christ is God, Jesus is God, my brother, he's not there. Amen. He said, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candles? He said, Christ, who is our life? Amen. Without him, the church is simply a religious society or a club. Without him, it is just what? A religious society or just a club. Amen. Now, let's look at our scripture. Now, we go to our scripture now. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. And so what is the Lord's day? What is the Lord's day? Some people, the prophet says, some fine folks of people, they take what Saturday to be what? They say Saturday is the Lord's day. And then some people say, oh, Sunday is the Lord's day. But the prophet said, even if you bring the two together, they are wrong. Amen. He said, first of all, we find some fine folks that call the Lord's Day to be the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. Then there are others who also who call the Lord's Day Sunday, the first day of the week. But how could it be either of these days, or even the two put together? Amen. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Now listen, the prophet said John was in the spirit receiving those visions for a period of 2 years. Amen. For a period of 2 years. And so how do you make a Sunday the day of the Lord? Oh no, sir. Amen. He said, what had happened was that John was caught up in the spirit and transported into the Lord's day, which is yet to come. The Lord's day is yet to do what? To come. Amen. Amen. So that Saturday and Sunday, my brother, is completely worn out. The Lord's day is what? Is to come. Only John was transported onto the future. Amen. Amen. And so the prophet said, today, this is man's day. This is man's day. It is man's doing. It is man's work. It is man's church. Man's idea of worship, man's everything, for it is man's world. But the day of the Lord is coming. Amen. Amen. The day of the Lord is coming. He said, yes, it is a revelation that of Jesus Christ. John was taken up by the Spirit and transported by the Spirit to the great day that is coming. So that God, the Lord's day, is what? Is coming. Amen. The Lord's day is when the days of man is finished. When it is over,
Then the Lord's Day takes over. Praise the Lord. It's the same thing. A true Christian. You become a true Christian when the world finishes in your life. Then you can become a true Christian. Amen. If the world is still there, you have not yet reached that place yet. A true Christian's life starts where the world ends in your life. Amen. So, now, John said, he heard behind me a great voice, like unto a trumpet. Amen. Now we know what the Lord's Day is. The Lord's Day is not Saturday, it's not Sunday, but the Lord's Day is what? A day that is coming. Only John was taken to that day for him to see the future. Praise God. So now, he said, now I heard a voice as of a trumpet. Oh, amen. Mm. So John did not say that he saw a trumpet, that the voice was like a trumpet. No. He said it was like a trumpet. Now, the prophet is saying something about a trumpet, that a trumpet always carries a message. It shows an urgency that there is a message that needs for the people to gather and hear. The same thing when you, Ellie will tell us more, because in a military camp, when the trumpet is blown, whatever you are doing, you got to stop and run as quickly as you could to what? To the parade ground. Because there is what? A message. Praise the Lord. And so it is also in the olden days, when a king wants to send a message to the people, it is what? It is the king's messenger. Amen. Who blows the trumpet and the people gather at the city square to hear the message. So always a trumpet calls people together. And it brings something of urgency, carries something of urgency in it. Amen. The prophet said, it is an urgent call. And so, John now look at the whole thing. John, now, in the island of Patmos, then he heard a voice like unto a trumpet. Praise the Lord. And so the message that came to the church, or the message that came to John, it was a trumpet-like voice. Amen. That means the message carries urgency in it. The message we are hearing today, the message of our hour, is like a trumpet-like voice. It carries what? Urgency in it. Gathering the people together for a purpose. Amen. It said, the prophet said, and this voice had the same urgency of appeal as did the trumpet. He said it was clear. Now we are coming on something. It was clear, strong, startling, and awakening. Oh, praise God. The trumpet, the voice. The voice like, the trumpet like voice. Yeah. He said it was clear. It was strong. And it was what? Awakening. Amen. Amen. And it was startling. Praise God. Mm. And the prophet said, that is what? Oh, that we might hear the voice of God as a trumpet this day. which is called what? The gospel trumpet.
Amen.
Amen. And so this message, my brother, that came to us, which we are holding now, it is clear, it is strong, it is startling, and it is awakening. Amen. That is what we have. Praise the Lord. It is strong. It is clear. It is startling. And it is awakening. Amen. We are coming on that. Let me see, because of time, I don't know. Now, when we look at our verse 11, and then the voice saying, he heard the voice saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, I want us to look at something closely here. I think I've shown it before. That the space that God used for this great work of the future churches. Praise God. You will look at it. Please, can you just give us the slide? Amen. The seven churches of the book of Revelation in Asia Minor. Yeah, the next. Next. Now, you see it here, that's Asia Minor. And this is Patmos, where John was sent to. Where is it? Where is it? So you see Patmos, where that island, which was full of what? Reptiles, snakes, and all those things, where they send what? God bless you, brother. Where they send the most criminals. That's where they banded what? John to. Now we see the seven churches here. Ephesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, Pergamos, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And now this Asia Minor, presently, it is the city or this country that we call Turkey. The next one. The present place where God used these seven churches. Until today, even Ephesus is still there. Here is it. Now they call it Selkuk. Praise the Lord. So there's the country of Turkey. That's where presently the seven churches were. But now let us look at that small area. We are comparing it now to see how God using just a small area to bring such a tremendous revelation. Praise God. The next one. Now, Turkey is almost the same size like Indiana in the United States. Here. And now look at the whole of the United States. And look at Indiana. Indianapolis, but it's Indiana, where our prophet did a lot of work. Amen. And now, this area and Turkey, almost, they have the same size.
Amen.
Praise God. But now we are coming closer now. The next one. Now, look at Indiana. And what country is this? Ireland. Amen. Praise God. And so, the place that God used to bring this tremendous revelation. Just like Ireland, where the seven churches were. Praise God. Just like Ireland, look at Indiana and look at Ireland. Almost the same. And so, for our verse 11, it said, send this message back to the cities. Back to the cities. The first one. The next one. Yeah. So this is where God did his tremendous work. But on this island here, small island here, that's where he met with what? John, to give this message. Now let's go to verse 12. That's where we are coming, our main subject is. Verse 12. And so now John heard a voice, a trumpet-like voice, which was saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Amen. And so now John said, verse 12, and as I turned to see the voice, amen. Praise the Lord. I love it so much. As I turned to see the voice, oh, glory be to God, that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Now, let's look at the turning first here. Now, John, surely, you see, his focus was on something else. John was focusing on something else, or he was lost in his own thoughts. Praise God. Amen. Then he heard the voice. And when he heard the voice, whatever he was focusing on, he turned from that thing. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever John was focusing on, he turned away, my brother. Amen. He turned away to look at the voice. Amen. And when he turned to look at the voice, he saw something. Amen. He saw one like unto the Son of Man. Oh, praise the Lord. You see? See, this voice was clear. It was strong, it was startling, and it was awakening. It turned him from his own focus and to look at that voice. Amen. How many believe that that voice is here tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. Because that voice brought the message. The same voice John heard, brought the message. Amen. Because the message to Laodicea was what? Was part of it. Amen. So that voice is here tonight. It's here. It's the message. It's behind the message of our day. And the message, that means the message is clear. It's strong. It's awakening. Praise the Lord. And it's startling. That's how the message is. Praise God. Amen. And so, that same voice, my brother, is here. That same voice was in the wilderness, somewhere, crying. Oh, glory be to God. I am the voice. In the wilderness, crying. The same voice was in the wilderness crying, doing what? Turning. turning the hearts, oh praise the Lord, of the fathers unto what? Unto the children of God. Amen. Unto the children. And at the same time, it was preparing the people for the coming of the Lord. Amen. That same voice was in the wilderness somewhere, turning. Oh, my brother, that shows that this voice, when you hear it, it has the power to turn you. Hallelujah. Amen. From whatever focus you are in. That same voice was in the wilderness, and it was turning the hearts of people, the fathers, back onto the children. And it was preparing a people for the coming of the Lord, the first coming of the Lord. Amen. And in this our day, my brother, that same voice is the same voice, amen, that is turning all the hearts of the children back onto the apostolic fathers, preparing yet another bride, preparing a bride unto Christ Jesus for a home going. Amen. John 10, he was what? He had a clear, a strong, a startling, an awakening voice. And he turned to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. To look at a voice. And today that same voice is doing the same thing. The message. My brother, the day that you heard it. That's the work it did in you. It turned you from your own focus, from your own life, from your own religion, to look at that voice. That's why, my brother, my sister, you are seated here tonight. Amen. When John turned to look at the voice, he saw one like unto the Son of Man in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, in the most glorious appearance. Amen. The sevenfold of his glory. My brother, if you hear this message and it has able to turn you from your former focus, then you got to see someone like unto the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. In the midst of his church. Praise God. If you had truly turned, maybe you have not turned. My brother, that's where we go to war, begin to examine ourselves. Amen. Maybe you have been hearing the voice, but your back is still towards the voice. Hello? You have heard the voice, but your back is still towards the voice. You are hearing it every day. Oh, you are hearing the voice so clear, so strong, so startling, so awakening, but you have not turned. Amen. Because if you turn, you will see something. The sevenfold glory of his person. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you turn, then you will see him. Then the true impact of his presence will be upon your life. Praise God. Amen. So you might be in this message and I've heard a voice, but you're back. Is still turned to it. You haven't received the full impact yet, because his presence carries something. You have to turn and look so that you can see the sevenfold glory of his presence. Now, listen to what? Listen to what the prophet said. He said, when John turned and saw that glorious presence of God, of Jesus Christ, it humbled him.
Amen.
Amen. It humbled him. The Bible says he fell upon his face. Amen. My brother, begin to catch the revelation in it. Amen.
Amen.
If you truly tend to see the voice, my brother, there will be a change. Something special in your life. But if your back is still towards, you are hearing the message every day, but your back is still towards the voice, you have not turned to see the voice, my brother, my sister, you have not yet seen
Amen.
His full glory yet in your life. Amen. And you understand what I'm saying? Amen. And so, when John turned, now he came to face to face, with his sevenfold glory, looking at it, and it humbled him. It made him to fall upon his face. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's listen to something here. What the prophet was saying about the appearance of Jesus Christ. He said, how deeply moving and inspiring was the appearance of Jesus to John. Listen again. He said, how deeply moving, amen, and inspiring was the appearing of Jesus to John. Amen. He said, behold, the living word now stands before him. The living word now stands before him. He can see the living word face to face now. Praise God. But he did something first. He turned to see the voice.
Amen.
Amen. He turned to see the voice. But my brother, still, let me repeat it again. We might be hearing this voice, which is clear, strong, startling, and awakening, and yet our back is still towards the voice. You have not seen the glorious, the sevenfold glory of his person yet. The living word standing before you. You have not seen it yet, my brother. My sister, you've got to turn. Amen. And the question is, have you turned? The prophet went on to say that. He said, what an illuminating vision. Oh my. When you turn to see the voice. He said, what an illuminating vision. So, for every descriptive attribute has a significance. Because when John turned, he saw sevenfold glory of his person. And the prophet is saying that every descriptive attribute, amen, has a significance. It has a meaning.
Amen.
Amen. It was his eyes, his hair, amen, or his feet. Seven times attributes. Each one was carrying a message. Amen. And until you turn to see it, my brother, that particular revelation, you have not yet gotten it. Praise the Lord. And the same thing, my brother, my sister, as I'm saying, this message, it is clear. It is strong. And he said it is startling, startling. Startling means when all of a sudden something happened and then you get startled. Amen. You become aware of yourself. Amen. Maybe you are focusing on something, but you are startled. And so you come back to your own self. Praise God. That's what the message is doing. That's what the message has been doing. It needs to startle you. And he said it's awakening. So that even if you are sleeping, oh, praise the Lord. It what? It has to awaken you. Hey, my sister. Hey, my brother. You are getting off the line. But until you turn to see the voice, you'll be missing all these attributes, this sevenfold glory of his person. Amen. We all know and have heard about Moses. Praise the Lord. Moses, all his life, 40 years in the wilderness. Praise God. I'm not talking about the 40 years in Egypt, but 40 years when he was looking after his father-in-law's sheep. 40 years. Moses, his focus was always upon what? The sheep. Amen. So that not one would get what? Missing. All his focus 40 years were upon his father-in-law's sheep. Praise God. He will never turn his focus away from the sheep. But one day, oh, praise God. There must be a one day in your life also. There must be a one day in my life also. Amen. But one day, something happened. Something happened which startled him. He saw an attraction. And that attraction that he saw, he turned. My brother, there's something about turning away from your own focus. Amen. When you see an attraction, when you hear the voice of God, it is always good to turn away from what you were looking before. Glory be to his name. Moses. One day, something made him to turn away from his what? Usual focus. And when he turned, he said, let me turn aside. Let me turn aside and look. And when he turned aside and looked, the same voice called his name, Moses, Moses. And from that day, Moses was not the same again. Amen. Moses was never the same again. He turned away from the sheep to look. And that voice came. With what? A clear, a strong, a startling, awakening message. And Moses was never the same again. Praise the Lord. Now, what was God doing in him? He had been looking after animals. But now God changed his life to look after what? The children of God. from a shepherd of all sheep to a shepherd of all God's children. Amen. He wasn't the same anymore. Moses wasn't the same anymore because he turned aside to look at that attraction and he saw something. Praise the Lord. My brother, there is something in turning away from our own focus and looking when we hear. Turn if you know that this is the word of God. This is the voice of God. My brother, my sister, turn away from whatever you are looking at. And when you turn, as John turned, he saw all one like unto the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Listen to what even the prophet said here. Oh, there must be a one day in your life. Because it is a what? It's an experience. There must be a one day as it was. There was a one day in the life of Moses. And I believe we all have had that to our one day. And we got to go back and look at that our one day. Did we completely turn from all our old focuses to look at the voice that we heard? Amen. The prophet is saying this in divine love. He said one time in the Bible, when a young man by the name of Moses had been very well trained in all the strategies of the mightiest nation in the world, a great military man, and had been taught with one of the best teachers that could be taught in religion, his mama. See? 40 years of experience. And with all his techniques and all his strategies, he failed to do the job. Amen. With all this, the techniques of military work, the word of God from his mama, all these 40 years, in what? In Egypt. He tried to do the job of God. Oh, hallelujah. It never worked. Never worked. Praise the Lord. And then he said, one day. Oh, hallelujah. The prophet said, and one day. That one day. Can you remember that your one day? Has it been the same? Or you have turned completely? Amen. Or maybe if it is sideways, you are looking at the voice. By what? By one eye, my brother, you will never see it. The fullness. You got to turn. Amen. And he said, one day God came down in a little burning bush. And Moses said no more, or he knew more about what he was to do in 5 minutes in the presence of God than all his Egyptian strategy that had taught him for what? 40 years. Just 5 minutes in the presence of God was what? Greater than the 40 years. Amen. Amen. My brother, there is something about what? Turning to look at that word. To look at that voice. Praise the Lord. Amen. So my brother, my sister, if we want the full impact of his presence in our lives, then we got to be sure that when we hear the voice, we have turned completely to look at the voice. The voice is still here tonight. So clear, so strong, so startling, and so awakening. It's still here tonight, my brother. And the Lord is calling. Let me read two here. Let's look at it. There must be a one day in your life also. If you have not had it, tonight, let it be that one day. Amen. Like it was in Moses' day. Tonight, let it be that one day where you have turned fully to look at the voice so that you can what? You can perceive the fullness of his sevenfold glory. In the message book, God providing healing for this generation, the prophet said, now it's time for what? Invitation, time to call. He said, do you know the hour is coming when you will be weeping and crying and mourning of these things that you are hearing tonight. Praise the Lord. If you fail to turn from whatever you have been focusing on, as you have been hearing this voice so strong, so clear, so startling, so awakening, my brother, if you will not turn completely to look at the voice, that's what the prophet is saying here, an hour is coming when you will be weeping and crying and mourning of these things. You won't hear them anymore. Praise God. And you know that time, that hour, those who turned are already gone. Amen. It is true, somehow the squeeze will come at any time. As Brother Eli put something on this thing, that somewhere in where? Is it Rwanda or Burundi? Rwanda. Rwanda. Amen. Now look at the measures that they are putting in place. Praise the Lord. Look at it. Indirectly, it's what? A kind of what? A squeeze of what? Now they are looking for what? You had to have your own building. And you have to get a minister who has what? Had done a D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D certificate. To produce certificate. Oh my. My brother, my sister. That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, an hour is coming when you will be weeping and crying and mourning of these things. My brother, let's consider it. Because that time, it will be a terrible time. Real terrible. And pray that you'll be gone before that time. Turn and look at the voice. Amen. To receive the full impact. Because he said every attribute of his person carries what? A message. One of these days, all the seven, we will look through it. And you see the real great messages. Those sevenfold of his, the sevenfold glory of his person. What it actually carries. When you look at him, when you turn to look at the voice, you will see it. He said, when you will not get them, you'll be mourning for this thing, you will not get them. And the prophet said, awake, when time is at hand. And while you can receive God, receive him now. Amen. Let us not deceive ourselves, my brother, my sister. Truly, I need to what, challenge myself. Amen. Have I truly, fully turned after hearing the voice? so clear, so strong, so startling, so awakening. Have I turned completely to behold the full living word standing before me? Amen. On my back, it's there. I've not seen it, but I've been hearing it. Oh, this is a very sweet message. Oh, that's good message. Today, oh, the preacher preached really good. Oh, that's fine. My back towards it. My brother, my sister. That's what the prophet is saying here. Amen. Awake! While time is at hand. Amen. And while you can receive God, receive him now. Amen. And then in another message, the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. He said, now, we are living in the closing of this world's history. The time is at hand. Amen. The Gentile dispensation is winding up, just like he did with the Jews. He's showing a great measure of grace, my brother, my sister. He is showing a great measure of grace. The long suffering of God is still here with us. He's showing a great measure of grace to them, making his last call. Amen. The voice of our day. The voice, praise the Lord. It has what? A work to do. To turn your heart, my heart, back onto the apostolic fathers. The voice in our day is preparing a bride for the Lord, for the homegoing. That's what the voice is doing. Have we turned fully to it? Amen. Those were what the prophet admonishing. Just I pick only two, and that's what I've read. And then let's come to the scripture also. Let's come to the scripture. Hebrews 3, 7 and 8. Let's come to the scripture also. Praise the Lord. You can take it off. Hebrews 3, 7 and 8. Said, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, amen. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. Amen. If you hear his voice today, the same voice, my brother, John heard, is behind the message, because that was how the message of this our day was brought to us. What John heard, it carried what the message to Laodicea also, is the same voice. Same voice. Now, the Holy Ghost is pleading today. So let it be your one day. Today, let it be your one day when you tend fully to look at the voice. Amen. then the greatest, one of the greatest invitations that Jesus ever gave, one of the greatest invitations that Jesus ever gave, Matthew 11:28-29. He said what? Come unto me. You come. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest. Amen. The prophet said, no matter how long you have been laboring under your load of sin, whether it is 10 years, whether it's 30 years, or 50 years, or longer, come with your tired, weary life, and you will find his rest. Amen. My brother, tonight, the voice is behind the message that we have been hearing. And the voice is no one but the Lord Jesus Christ himself. As the song leader comes, let's stand on our feet and sing that song. Turn your eyes unto Jesus. Turn your eyes upon him. Amen. And all the things of this world will fade away. Let's turn away from our own focuses. What we have been focusing on, it will bring us nothing but death. But let us turn to that voice tonight.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, for in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and praise. Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. And the thing of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him no more her dominion, for more than conquerors we are.
Amen.
Turn your eyes
eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. In the depths of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Yes, my brother, my sister, tonight, we've all heard the voice. Amen. And now, we saw that John turned to see that voice. And he saw one like unto the Son of Man. And when he looked at his appearance, as the prophet said, the full living word of God was standing before him. Amen. And he said, he fell. He couldn't stand that presence. He fell upon his face. Amen. But that his right hand, my brother, his right hand, came and touched him and said, fear not. Fear not. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. My brother, tonight, we have been hearing the voice all the time we come here. We hear the voice. This is a question. Individual, have you turned fully to see that voice? Have you turned fully to see that voice? Voice so strong, so clear. This message is so clear. It's so strong. It's startling. It's awakening. Come out from among them. Have we fully turned to it? Lord Jesus, tonight, as we stand before you, God, it is our plea. The Lord, many times, our focuses, oh Lord, we tend to look at things. But tonight, Lord Jesus, we have turned now to look at the full living word, the message of the hour. So, Lord, tonight, bless your children. Bless your church. Let the impact of your presence, Lord Jesus, now take a hold of everyone in this church, from our children. The impact of your presence, your sevenfold glory, Lord Jesus. Let it be, your God, our portion in life, as we take on, continue on, as you tarry, and we continue on with this journey, Lord. We seek this from you. Help us, Lord Jesus. As Moses turned aside and heard the voice, it wasn't the same again. So we are also, Lord, seeking same from you. Brother, do you have anything to tell the Lord tonight? Just tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Yes, Lord, I've heard your voice. I've been hearing every day, Lord, I come in here. I've been hearing, oh Lord Jesus, from my own computer, my own phone. I've been reading the voice. I've been doing everything. Lord, I want to be sure tonight that in the fullness of your presence, Lord, is in my life. I want to be sure, Lord. I want to be sure that Lord Jesus, your very presence, has had an impact upon my life. And any other thing that presents itself, Lord Jesus, let it go far away from me. Blind me, Lord. If ever anything comes to distract my attention, Lord. Lord Jesus, let it go far away. As we pray for our children, Lord Jesus, the enticing things of this world, what Satan has placed to draw the attention, the focus of our children. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight. The focus of the youth in this church. Oh, Lord Jesus. That our children, Lord, will not be enticed.
Father, bless, Lord, so that the pastor will travel this weekend.
Will not be enticed, Lord.
Yes, oh God, the purpose and the motive behind their
church. The Lord Jesus,
Father, bless, Lord,
their whole focus,
Lord, all the brethren here, bless our church,
will always be upon the voice.
Keep me, Lord, so that traveling and journey mercies, Lord, how good it would be. Father, Lord,
oh,
God,
in the name of Jesus Christ. Help our children, Lord. Our youth. The name of Jesus
Christ. To walk in ways, Father, kill before thee, Father, break every fence of break.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for our thanks.
Father, my family, my life, Lord, Father, oh God, glory coming up, Lord, Savior. Give us grace and give us faith, we pray. Give it upon this time. Open hearts, Lord, Father, draw us all back to thee, we ask.
Brother Eli, who just come and close us in prayer.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this tremendous voice that you have sent in this age, O Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as you said in your word, every word that come out of your mouth, O Lord, it never come out, come back to you void, O Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because when you speak, it's for a purpose, O Lord. When you speak, it's because you want to draw our attention, and in your voice, there's the power of transformation, O Lord.
Hey.
In your voice, there's even the power that will rapture us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because your prophet, one day, he was telling in a sermon, he was telling one of the brethren that that voice you heard that day is the same voice that will call you. The same voice that called John, come up here, is the same voice that will call you to come up for the resurrection and for the rapture, O Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we have heard that voice today. Let us pay heed to the voice, O Lord.
Amen.
Let it not be just like another voice, like many of the voices we have heard, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Heavenly Father, your prophets preached the voice of God in these last days, O Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, there's too many voices, O Lord, that if we are not careful, you will get distracted.
Yes.
Because they are so appealing, O Lord. Because those other voices, they are so nice, they are so sweet, O Lord, that they may distract us. We may pay our focus to hearing these voices rather than to looking at the voice that spoke to John, O Lord.
Amen.
Because in that voice only, O Lord, is the power that will lift us up, O Lord.
Amen.
In that voice only is the power of the new birth,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord Jesus.
In that voice only is the power, O Lord, that will make us overcome the world.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we are complaining every day that our life doesn't change. But in the meantime, we are paying a lot of attention to the things of Hollywood. We are paying a lot of attention to the things that will strengthen this body, O Lord, rather than hearing to the voice. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us not to be negligent, because there's urgency in the voice.
Amen.
It's the last message, O Lord. There's no other message coming after, O
yes.
Lord. The last star that was in your hand, you have released it, O Lord, with a strong voice.
Amen.
To come, O Lord, and call us, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we have heard. Let us not be condemned by this voice we have heard, O Lord.
Amen.
But let it bring salvation to our
in
souls.
In Jesus' name.
We praise you. We thank you for your provision this evening, O Lord. Bless your servant, O Lord. We have faithfully stood here, O Lord, to minister to our souls, O Lord.
Yes.
We know he is a man. He has spent a lot of energy, O Lord. And we know what time is going through, Heavenly Father. But for his commitment to serving your cause, bless him, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Strengthen him, O Lord. Give him more days to serve you, to minister
Amen.
To our needs, O Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, give him some more revelations, some more inspiration, O Lord,
yes, Lord,
to feed our souls.
Amen.
Bless our church, bless our pastor. We commit our going back into your hands. Bless the weekend, O Lord, the brethren that will be going this weekend to Slovakia.
Yes, Lord.
Be with them, O
In
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Bless all the means of transport they will use, O Lord, to get
yes,
there.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, you are the creator. You are the one who said, I'll protect your going back and your coming. Your going and your coming back, O Lord. Be with them. Bring them back safely, O Lord. It will be for your glory. We commit our brother Valdas and sister Faith, O Heavenly Father, as they are getting into that sacred union of marriage,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
O Heavenly Father, let your blessing be upon them. Let them have a happy future, O Lord, and let there be an example to follow for the remaining of our youth, O Lord. Be with them. Bless the Saint Sunday service. Bless everything as we commit it into your hand.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Be praised in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just